Thanks for listening to this bonus podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. In this special bonus podcast, we'll hear some exclusive audio from the evening live event I did with Dr. Troy. My friend and worship artist Mark Allen Schoolmeister leads worship, and then Dr. Troy talks more about how to stay hopeful in the face of seemingly impossible circumstances.
So let me introduce Mark Allen. Mark Allen Schoolmeister is a gifted singer, songwriter, worship leader in the Twin Cities, and we're honored to have him with us to just kind of open up our evening. So if you'd give a nice warm welcome to Mark Allen, that'd be great.
Well, we're going to just take a few minutes and just kind of turn our attention upward. And so I just want to invite you, everybody's expression is a little bit different, but just invite you to join me as we sing together tonight. Let's lift this up. You give life. You are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. Sing, it's your breath in our lungs tonight. It's your breath in our lungs. Pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. And you give life together. You give life. You are love. You bring light. Darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. All the earth, and all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Worthy of all.
my heart will sing, how great is our God, how great and how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, how great is our God.
Susie asked if I would just share one more song tonight before we get ready to hear from her and Dr. Troy. And would love to share a song that I don't think I've ever shared live before with anybody. But recently we've just been walking through a season of transition and change. And how many of you know that when you walk through seasons of change, sometimes things around you feel a little bit uncertain? And I've really learned in this season that I have to cling to the Word of God as though my life depends upon it. Because if I don't, when it comes to the moment that my life does depend upon it, I have nothing left to cling on to. And so I want to just share a song with you tonight that is called My Anchor Holds. So wherever you're at, whether you're in the ups or the downs, just want to encourage you that we have something to cling on to in every season, whether it feels stable or it feels like it's changing.
And through the tempest, wind and rain, amidst the trials and hurricanes, you will stay steady all the same. And I will trust in you, trust that you are strong in the storm and brave through the night. Here in my weakness, my God provides. My anchor holds, my anchor holds. May my faith stand the test of time, not lacking fervor in your sight. You call me out, I fix my eyes, and I will trust in you. Trust that you are strong in the storm and brave through the night. Here in my weakness, my God provides. My anchor holds, my anchor holds. Here in the fury and through surging seas, you will stay faithful. Your word is peace. My anchor holds. My anchor holds. My God is with me on every side. My God is steadfast amidst the trials. My God is for me. My God provides.
Thank you. Thank you. Can we pray together? God, we just thank you that you are steady in a world that's always changing, and between the news and between the tensions that we see around us, we just thank you that nothing is a surprise to you and that you are grounded and you are faithful. So tonight, we come to you, we turn our attention to you, and we pray that your word would speak to us, challenge us tonight, grow us tonight, help us to become more like Christ in everything that we hear and say and do today. In Jesus' name, amen.
One thing we did on the show a few years ago was I asked people to call in with their fully alive moment, a memory where they felt most themselves, most alive, because I'd done some research and I think it's just fascinating. So even if you don't have fetal alcohol syndrome, this is so healing for the brain for you to linger around good memories where you remember what the sun felt like, you remember what the food, you're activating all the senses in a memory. They said it's super healing and great brain exercise. So I wanted to try it on the show. So they call in and just share with me your fully alive memory. And it was just the most powerful thing for people to remember a memory that God had given to them. And there was in that message a clue of how God wanted to restore that person. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it may, like, for example, there was a woman who said, I don't know why this is my memory, but we were crammed into a car with all my siblings. It was boiling hot and we were heading to this cabin that was too small for us, but it just is such a happy memory. And the more that I asked her questions, she realized she was totally lacking community and lacking adventure because all she'd been doing is working. And that's why it stimulated something in her to remember that. And I say all that to say, when we think about hope, when we think about healing of the brain, how powerful to sit around with loved ones, friends, family, and say, let's talk some memories. I mean, it's actually healing exercise for the brain. Isn't that just fascinating?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Well, you face a lot of seemingly impossible situations. How do you keep hope alive in your own life? Because you've got lots of people knocking on your door, people probably frustrated at times because they can't all get in to see you, and there are lots of impossible situations. So how do you not get overwhelmed?
Well, first of all, I do get overwhelmed.
Okay.
Okay. So let's be real.
Okay. Very good.
Right, kids?
Yeah.
And,
Dad. Yeah.
So it's the same conversation. So as patients go through their journey, I'm right there with them. And so one of the things that we work with our docs is we have to care, but not take everything on, because when we empathize too much, we get sick. And so we have to be very careful as we navigate through that. So for us, there's in traditional medicine, they have set protocols that have been established. And so we can see percentage-wise what the outcome is going to be. In our world, we work in the dark. So it's a lot of times people have problems that haven't been resolved or solved yet. And there aren't protocols that exist. So pretty much functional medicine for us and how I started was taking a step into a dark path and then waiting for God to light the way. And he'll do it in amazing ways. So sometimes it'll be getting lab work, and then sometimes it'll be, and this is one of my favorite, another patient will bring some information to me and say, is this relevant? This, you think this will help me? And I'll say, no, but it's going to help the person I just saw 10 minutes ago.
Give me that.
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
So a lot of times it's basically believing that you can help. And there are times when we refer people out where we just, that just isn't there, and we get them to the right place. But many times when it's not a life-threatening scenario, because we don't work with those, but people are suffering, the body gives us clues. And so we've learned to pay attention to those clues. And we have a lot of ideas and a few lights here and there, but we have to navigate slowly and pay attention. And so I always tell people, it doesn't matter if it's a silly little tidbit you have to tell your doc, let them know, because it's a clue. If you wake up in the middle of the night and your heart's racing, that's a clue. If you have floaters in your eyes, that's a clue. If you can't pronounce S's, that's a clue. So there's always something.
If your eyebrows, what's the thing with your eyebrows? They narrow or something. Did I put you on the spot?
Well, I'm not sure which one you're going with here.
Hey, it's in your little questionnaire, I think. And I thought you remember they're lacking some vitamin if their eyebrows start.
Well, thyroid disorders cause the eyebrows to shrink away. But there's a lot of other things as well that can affect.
Yeah, sorry, I put you on the spot there.
That's okay. All right. I'm not an expert in hair loss. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Thanks for listening to this bonus podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. This content is available thanks to the gifts of generous listeners just like you. You can give a gift today at myfaithradio.com.